You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Every 5 minutes, someone dies while waiting for a compatible donor heart, liver, or kidney. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists strive to engineer an animal with human-compatible organs, thereby saving millions of lives. But these ancestors are not the docile herd animals they envision. Instead, the project spawns something big, something evil, something hungry. Ancestor by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everyone? It's Noah Daniels, and we're here for another episode of the Real Hauntings podcast. Kat and JJ are not here on this episode, but we do have a really awesome guest host for you tonight. It's Brittany Crabb. You know her from all her awesome social media and YouTube. She makes great videos, and she recently went to a premiere of a movie she was really excited about. So we will hear all about that. Brittany, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you so much, Noah. It's so good to see you again. And I'm so happy to be on for co-hosting this time. Last time I was in an interview with you guys, you and Stephanie. So it was so fun. I'm happy to be back.
You're out of the hot seat tonight. So Brittany, being the Slytherin queen you are, can you tell us all about the movie premiere you just went to?
Yes. So I recently went to the world premiere of Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore in London. And it was amazing. I got to meet the entire cast. I walked the red carpet. I met Eddie Redmayne. I met Jude Law. Well, like I said, I met the entire cast, which was so cool. I met Mads Mikkelsen. And it was so cool because on the red carpet, I got to see Tom Felton, who is Draco Malfoy. And he was hosting a whole live stream interviewing a bunch of celebrity guests. So it was so cool to see him. And I just died because I'm like a huge Harry Potter fan, as you know.
As I know. Yeah, absolutely. Me too. So was there anybody who surprised you that you met that was like way cooler than you thought they would be or anything that really surprised you?
I knew that Eddie Redmayne was going to be super nice. And he's literally Newt Scamander. Like that is literally him in real life. There might have been some, I won't give a name, but there might've been somebody that I was a little like, okay, a little disappointed by.
Oh, no.
It's not Eddie and it's not Mads. Those are my two favorites that I got to meet, but there was one person and I didn't really say much, but I've actually heard some things about this one person. A lot of people haven't had good experiences, and I'm not saying I didn't have a bad experience, but I can see where these other people are coming from. So
it was Dobby, right? It was Dobby in real life. He's an asshole.
Oh, probably. Yeah. But overall, it was so like, it was amazing and everybody was super cool, but I was just really excited to meet Eddie Redmayne and Mads Mikkelsen. Those are my two favorites.
No, that was awesome. I really enjoyed following along your journey as you were there. And audience, if you want to check out and see everything that Brittany did while she was on the red carpet, you can follow her on YouTube at Brittany Crabb, TikTok, Brittany Crabb 44, and Instagram at Brittany Crabb 44. She's a great follow and posts a ton of content all the time. And Brittany, we have a great guest tonight. Dustin, welcome to the podcast. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks, Noah. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So Dustin, you know, one thing we love to find out on the podcast is where our guests fall on the believometer. Zero meaning ghosts aren't real and 10 ghosts are absolutely real. Where do you fall on that meter?
Definitely a 10. After my experience, like for sure, it's a 10.
And Brittany famously said on our podcast that her dream is to be dragged down the hallway by some kind of spirit or demon. Have you ever had any type of poltergeist experience in your life or anything of that nature?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the experience that I don't know, like I was listening to, again, there's like this whole classification, you know, the classification of the different types is like, I'm not really up on all that because I'm actually not, you know, besides listening to your podcast, you know, I'm not big into the supernatural world. What do you think of what are the poltergeist?
Well, and Brittany, you can chime in on this as well. I think a poltergeist, anything in the quote unquote spirit realm that moves or has an interaction with something in the physical realm. What would you say, Brittany? Yes,
you are exactly right on that for sure.
So yeah, I guess that would be kind of, I would say that's probably like the classic definition. You know, I think of the movie Poltergeist, which
I was just going to bring up the movie. Yeah, that's actually, that movie's amazing.
Which that's anytime my 2-year-old saw some cartoon that had a ghost in it and it like scared him, but he also thought it was really funny. So now he runs around the house going, I'm a ghost, boo, and like wants to chase us. So I'm like, oh God, what have I done?
Does he put like a sheet over?
No, but that for Halloween, I kind of want to dress him up like an actual ghost. I think that would be really funny and probably good for the podcast too. So,
oh, for sure. Yes.
So yeah, Dustin, I mean, that's kind of, I guess, our idea of what a poltergeist would be. I mean, you say you're a 10. Let me kind of actually jump back a little bit. Have you had more than the one instance that you're going to talk about on the podcast tonight, or is it just one primary thing that you've experienced?
You know, nothing as significant as, you know, kind of this main experience, you know. So prior to this, you know, like we lived in a house, you know, years ago that we knew that the woman who lived there before had died in the house. This old lady who lived there, she had a bunch of cats and stuff. And in that house, there were some things that happened. Like, you have a 2-year-old, so you can imagine the little like thing they might sit on and scoot on, like a little bus or a little So at the time, we also had a toddler in. So I remember that was sitting there, and we had carpet. And I'm sitting there, I'm cooking in the kitchen, and that thing comes like rolling, you know. And oh, I watch God. It come to a stop, and I'm like, I'm just sitting there cooking, and I'm like, how the hell did that just happen? And I'm like looking around, is there like windows open and doors open and stuff? Is there somehow? And there was nothing. I'm like, this is on, you know, on like fairly deep carpet, like. It is not just going to roll by itself, right? And so I always thought that was odd. And in that same house, like the radio used to come on and off just by itself. And I'm like, but I never read too much into that. And there's not always an explanation for them. And, you know, the usual, like, could be something, could be not, I don't know. And
That's... pretty common to feel that way. I know we've had a couple of things happen in our house that I've briefly mentioned on the podcast, was seeing like we were in another room and a toy flew off. I'm looking where it would have happened, but it flew off a table and it was so loud that my wife came running from downstairs or upstairs to downstairs, and I came from the other room to see what had happened. But you're right, like those things happen and you kind of just pass them off because a lot of times I think they are kind of one-off things and we can't explain them. But that is also what makes it kind of freaky, the fact that we can't explain them. Like Brittany, I know you have various kind of, you know, like haunted items and stuff in your home. Do you have those like small occurrences as well that are hard to explain?
Yeah, I've experienced some. I have a lot of haunted dolls and I have this haunted toy. It's a merry-go-round that I got online. There's just a weird energy in my home. It's just sometimes it feels kind of dark and then other times it feels normal and light. But yeah, I haven't had like the craziest experience with those dolls, but it's just there's something weird. I always feel like I'm being watched and weird stuff has happened. Weird things have moved around and I see shadows a lot at the corner of my eyes, which is really creepy too. But you guys have even crazier than me, like the toy flying across the room and then the carpet, like what the heck, that's so crazy.
Especially on carpet. I don't know how. Because I think about our house, like we have wood flooring and I know that there's some parts of the house that are not like super level, so I could think of like, well, you know, maybe a toy would roll across the floor there or something, but if it wasn't super level on carpet, that's not really gonna happen. So Dustin, you had that stuff happen. Did you like Is your wife, is she into the paranormal stuff at all? Or was she just like, whatever?
She's not. No, she doesn't want to hear about it. She doesn't want me to tell anything that happened, anything that, like, she is not about that life. And she's just, it just freaks her out, man. So she's like, it's not that she doesn't, you know, sort of believe in it. She just, it freaked her out. Like, she doesn't want to, she doesn't want to know about it.
And how does she feel about you coming on a paranormal podcast?
Yeah, I think she's just like, don't bring nothing around here, you know? And there does seem to be this thing. And like, I don't know, I think I've heard you guys kind of talk about it in some of your podcasts too, that there does seem to be this thing that like, the more you talk about it, the more you are into it, the more you like, it does seem to like bring it around. Mm-hmm. Seems to be like,
no, that's for sure.
Yeah, like everyone seems to know that, like people are into it and who talk about it, right? Like everyone's like, yeah. Like it does, like the more you acknowledge it, the more you talk about it and stuff, like the more stuff happens. And so like, that's weird. That's odd that that's how it is.
Okay. Well, yeah, let's jump into the story. I'd love to hear about what happened.
Yes, me too.
Okay. Yeah. So we moved from Southern California up to Washington in 2019, the summer of 2019. So we moved up there. We knew just from, you know, like looking at the house, and our realtor told us that the woman was selling the house because, you know, her husband died, and it was just now she had this big old house. But like he didn't die in the house, and it wasn't big, you know, we didn't take that into account at all, like moving in there. So we moved in there, and there was nothing weird at all. Like we first moved in there, and we lived there for several months. And then we went back down to California for my sister's wedding. So we were down there, went to the wedding. I always include this in the story because I feel like it's relevant that when I was down there, I was hanging out with my brother, and we were having this conversation where, you know, we're talking about like afterlife, the possibility of ghosts, supernatural, like religion. It's this whole wide-ranging conversation that we're having. Like there was alcohol involved during that conversation. I was like, look, if there is something like that, if there's ghosts, if there's demons, whatever, like I want to experience it, because then I would know life is like that, that I could, you know, live accordingly in a way. Like, and so I remember specifically in this conversation, you know, saying loudly to him, like over and over, that yeah, I could, if there is, like I just want to experience it. I don't care if it's scary or what. Like I would want to know, because then I freaking know. As soon as we went back is when all this stuff started.
So you feel like maybe you opened Pandora's box a little bit?
I do, yeah. I think there's this, you know, there is this thing like where you know, and probably I'm sure you having this freaking podcast and talking about, you know, you guys talking about how you want to experience ghosts and stuff like that. Like, I mean, and it seems like stuff has happened, right? Since you.
Yeah. The biggest thing is that weird ghost voice that appears in Kat and JJ's apartment or home, rather. That's the strangest thing to me.
That's so creepy. No,
That is. That's crazy.
So you go back home. Now, is your brother with you when you go back home, or did you go back home?
No. He lives in California, and we went back to Washington. So we came back, and when we came home, like immediately the house felt different. Like and typically I wouldn't put much stock in like being, you know, describing something as like, oh, this feels different. Like, I mean, I'm a high school, you know, science teacher. I'm a skeptical person, and you know, I definitely like to have things based on evidence, my beliefs and things like that. And except now I do give more credence to that.
Yeah.
Now actually I think that when you do feel that feeling, it means something.
Let's jump in. So you're back home. Why don't you walk us through what happened?
Yeah. So we came back, and immediately it felt weird coming in. And like I said, I didn't give much importance to that, but it was just that I realized it like immediately. It had this weird feeling, and I just thought that it was like, well, we'd been back in California, we'd been back to our old house, because like it was in escrow at the time, and like it hadn't yet closed, so we went back there, and you know, we were like hanging out there a little bit, and then And so I was just like, well, it's probably just, you know, coming back to this place and, you know, just feels weird again or something. So at that time, that's like, I was in school, you know, trying to get my teaching degree. And then, so like my wife, she went off to work, the kids went to school, and now I'm like, I'm sitting in the dining room and I'm working on a paper, and it's just quiet. Like, we have animals and stuff, and then, like, you know, some dogs and cats, they're all just knocked out asleep. It's totally quiet. And I'm just like, just me typing, you know? And then all of a sudden, so I hear this like bouncing sound, like something comes skipping across the floor in the kitchen, which, so I'm in the dining room, it's connected to the kitchen, you know, and then, but I hear this thing and it bounces like, you know, like 10 times, like it had momentum. This thing bounced across the kitchen. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, I was just working on the paper and I'm typing and I'm like, that was weird. Like, what? It just came bouncing across the kitchen like that. It was like linoleum floor. So it's like, it was just quiet and it was so loud, this thing bouncing across the floor. So I could not notice it. And so a minute later, like, I go up and I just go investigate. Like, I'm like, okay, there's a Skittle. Like, this is like fall, like Halloween was, you know, maybe like a month ago or something. I'm like, okay, there's candy. I mean, still around. I mean,
as Skittles do, they just randomly fly through
yeah,
the air.
So, yeah. I'm like, I'm just looking around because I started looking around, like, where the hell did this come from? And I'm just like looking around the kitchen. Is there some kind of way this thing could have like fallen and bounced? And it was just, you know, it struck me as very odd and it totally got my attention. But like, whatever, like that was it, you know. And so I went back to my paper. And so that evening I was talking to, so my daughter, like my daughter's a total empath. She's 17 now, just about to be 17. This was, you know, a couple of years ago, but yeah, and she is all into like supernatural stuff and like she's probably seen all the videos.
Yeah, I was just thinking she probably is a fan of Britney and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And
oh, cool.
So she's all into that. So I was like telling her just, you know, for, because I knew she'd get a kick out of it. And at that time, so we're standing in the kitchen and I was telling her about the Skittle. And then she's like, well, you know, earlier, me and Daniel, my son Daniel, like, we were in here in the kitchen and I started shooting out of the ice maker, you know, from the refrigerator. And the thing just like started shooting out ice and then stopped. There was like ice all over. Okay, well, I mean, you know, those things like get stuck sometimes and like whatever, they'll maybe release and like shoot out some ice or something. Like, like, that's weird though. I mean, it seems like, you know, someone is like trying to send us a message or something right now. And as I said that, right after I said that, there's a knock on the door. So on our back, we have these like double doors going out onto the patio. And it's dark and there's a light on. So it's glass, like you can see through these doors. And so as I said that, like, I think someone's trying to send us a message. There's a knock on the door. We both look out there and there's no one there.
This episode of the Real Hauntings, Real Ghost Stories podcast is brought to you by Wild Grain. Hey, y'all, it's Noah Daniels. And oh boy, I just got my box of Wild Grain bread and pasta. My whole family has been so excited to dive in. We started with a sourdough and it was amazing. If you're looking to make Mother's Day brunch planning easier or just looking for a great gift for your mom, you've got to check out Wild Grain. Order before May 6th to get your box in time for Mother's Day. Wild Grain is the first ever bake from frozen subscription box for sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and artisanal pastries. Every item bakes frozen in 25 minutes or less, no thawing required. The next thing up for us to try is the biscuits with our breakfast. And you can now fully customize your Wild Grain box, so you can choose any combination of breads, pastas, and pastries. You can even build a box of only breads, only pastas, or only pastries if you'd like. Plus, for a limited time, you can get $30 off the first box, plus free croissants in every box, when you go to wildgrain.com/hauntings to start your subscription. You heard me. Free croissants in every box and $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/hauntings. That's wildgrain.com/hauntings. Or you can use promo code hauntings at checkout.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Oh my God. I have chills right now. It's just, you can only see my face. I'm like, my mouth is just wide open. Holy crap.
Yeah. So we just look at each other. And we're just like, yeah. Like, is this going down right now? Like, is this like for real? And
wait, what time did this happen at? If you remember.
Yeah, like so when there was a knock on the door.
Yeah. Like what time?
So it was like fall in, so in the Northwest, you know, like it starts getting dark. You know, once it starts getting dark, like it gets dark earlier and earlier. So I think this was in November. It was probably like, I'm not, let's say like he was like 6.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, okay. So not like, it wasn't late, but it was dark.
Already. Right.
So don't quote me on that time, but it wasn't super late, but it was like already dark.
Well, you're on the podcast, so you quoted yourself, so I can't help you there, but.
Yeah, the good answer is I don't know, but it was like around that time, like, you know. And so we just look at each other and we're like, oh shit, like that was crazy. I mean, just the timing of those things and saying that and that happening, like before Jordan knew that was a thing. And
up to this point, Dustin, where would you say, like before this stuff started taking place, where would you say you were on that believometer? Like, were you super low and did this change everything, or were you always kind of in the middle?
But I put myself at like a 3 or 4.
Okay. And did it feel unsafe when you heard that knock on the door?
It didn't. I was not scared. I don't think either of us was scared. And we were just like, we were laughing. Like, when that happened, it was just so, you know, it happened in such a way that it was like, it was so clear that someone was trying to darken that.
Yeah, that's weird.
Okay. So y'all had that knock on the door. Did things continue to escalate from there?
All of this happened like within, it was about a week, over, you know, 4 or 5 days to a week. I don't remember exactly, but let's say it was the next day or the day after that or something. I was sitting there and again, it's like around the time, you know, let's say like 10 or 11. I'm like just like working on school and then like now I'm cleaning and stuff and I'm washing the dishes. I'm in the kitchen again, like most of the stuff went in around the kitchen and like that dining room area is pretty much like where everything happened. So I'm washing the dishes and this house was like, if you can imagine, I don't know, at least out here in the houses that were like built in the 70s, it was a popular thing to like, you know, in like a dining room or something or the kitchen, you would have this cutout of like a window that like it just looks into the next room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like you have that. It's just like a big cutout window that like maybe you're looking into the living room or whatever. So our kitchen had one of those cutouts. And on there was like sitting this little backpack. It was just like a little refrigerated backpack that my wife had brought home from work that they were giving out. And that thing had been sitting there for, it had probably been sitting there for, I don't know, a week or two. Like it had been there for a minute. It was like become part of the scenery now. And as I'm washing the dishes, I hear that thing land in the trash can. So the trash can was in the corner, which was like, you'd have to imagine for that thing to get into the trash can, it would have had to come off of like that little cutout shelf that it's sitting on. And also go, you know, 2 to 3 feet in the other direction. Like it'd have to go over and over again. Like it flew, I mean, it had to go at least 3 feet probably.
So it would have needed a real force to move it. It couldn't
just be. Yeah, like it's not like this thing fell off. Like it would have had to fallen off and then get thrown at a 90 degree angle 3 feet over. And it lands in the trash can.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and I'm just like, this is right behind me. Like, I'm washing the dishes, and I hear that thing land in the trash can. And I'm like, what the fuck was that? And I'm like, so I stop, I look over, and I see it, like, just sticking out. Like, okay, this is for sure going on right now. Like, this is straight up, like, haunting. Things are moving around, and I'm like, okay, what is this? Like, what, you know, what kind of haunting is this? What sort of story am I in right now?
What sort of story am I in?
I just don't know. Like,
what episode of Haunting on Hill House does this qualify?
Yeah, like, well, yeah, right. I'm thinking of like as a kid, I remember being terrified by Amityville Horror. And I remember like going in the backyard and I was looking back at the house, not wanting to go back in there. And I just don't know. Like, what the hell is going on right now? You know, it's so weird. Like when something moves like that, it's like someone's standing right there. You just can't see them.
That just gave me chills.
Yeah, it's just like you're looking over and you know something. You know that thing just moved.
Yeah.
Like from here to there.
And maybe they just really hate those kind of refrigerator bags.
Yeah, they're like, it is off of here, like clutter. I just can't stand these.
Just like a neat freak ghost. Well, Brittany, yeah. This sounds like your dream home, stuff getting thrown around everywhere by poltergeists.
Yes. Well, I find it interesting too, because you said within like that 1 week that three different things happened. I find that really interesting because things tend to happen in threes. Mm-hmm. So I find that, yeah, especially the knocking and the ice and just it's so random, but it's whatever it was definitely, it wanted you to know that it's there. Yeah. And it wanted to make its presence known. So no, it's just the number three, I don't know, it gives me chills. Sorry, this whole time I have chills listening to your story.
Oh, no, that happens to me too. Yeah,
but it's it's interesting.
Well, so Dustin, I mean, how did you guys get a handle on what was going on?
Yeah.
Good question. I had my aunt who lives on the East Coast, he comes out and visits every now and then. And like when she does, she talks about all this spiritual stuff. And she's a medium. So she's all into that world. And like prior to this, I was totally skeptical of most of the stuff she talked.
And now you're like, help.
Yeah, yeah. So I emailed her. I'm like, hey, die. I told her about the stuff that's going on. And I'm like, what is this? What do you think this is? Because I don't know. Like, I don't know what the hell's going on. And so she was like, well, maybe it's probably someone, you know, that's connected to you. Like, maybe it's your family. Like, someone's trying to get you, you know, dirt of significance. This might be connected to, I don't think so. I'm trying to think about it. Like, any of my past relatives and things. I'm like, I don't think there is anything. And then it occurs to me that, like, what if it's not me at all? Like, what if it's, you know, it's someone else living in the house. And then I'm like, oh, right. The woman who sold me the house, like her husband died. So that occurred to me when this stuff was going on. And so I had met the woman who had sold me the house. She was super nice. She had come by. She was like, if you have any questions about this place, yada, yada. And she had mentioned it, you know, a little bit about her husband dying and stuff. And usually when you buy a place, you don't meet the former owner. I mean, at least in my experience, you don't. And so that was cool. Like, she gave me all this, you know, information about the place. She's like, call me. So I did actually have her number. And then, and so I started kicking around, like, maybe I should call her, you know, and see. But I also didn't want to sound like, you know, like, we're all, like, ashamed of, like, someone just thinking we're crazy. And, like, you know, especially, like, just calling someone up, like, you know, your house is haunted and, you know, you know, I just...
Well, it's a sensitive topic, too. You're asking her about her late husband.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So I didn't call immediately. I kind of kicked it around. I was thinking about it. And I'm like, I don't know, maybe I should call. And then, so let's say the next day, I'm like, it's feeling super tense now. Like, it's just the way that I was, the feeling was like, if you want to describe the atmosphere as thick before, like, now it's super thick and it feels super tense. And I'm just like, oh God, like, what is this? And I'm like getting even irritated. Like, it feels like that's almost like if someone, like, you have kids, like, you know, if your kids just like constantly pestering you, like, imagine like you're trying to do something else and your kids constantly like pestering you, and like all of a sudden you're like, what? And you know, like, there's this feeling, this kind of building tension, and that's the way I would describe it. And okay, like, I'm just gonna call this, you know, this I'm gonna call the owner, and it's like, okay. And then so I walk out, and I walk down the hallway, come back, and now this chair is like flipped over.
No, that freaks me out.
Yeah, like the chair that was there before, like, I walked, and now this thing's flipped over on the ground. I'm like, okay, it feels like these things are building to a, like, you know.
It's like escalating, yeah.
It's escalating. That's the way it felt. It felt like it was escalating. It felt like the tension and the feeling was escalating. And I'm like, okay, like, where's this lady's number? Because I need to call her. And like that thought, like, that was just the only thing that I had in my mind. I was like calling her. I called her and it went to her voicemail. And then she called me back, like, you know, pretty quickly, like 5 or 10 minutes. I'm like, hey, it's me, Dustin. You remember I bought your house? This sounds crazy, but like, did anything in this house, anything ever happen to you in this house? Like, did you have stuff moving around, you know, like flying across the room kind of stuff? No, definitely not. Nothing at all. I'm like, are you into that? Luckily she was totally into like spirit stuff. Like, she was, you know, totally accepting of that. And so I didn't sound like some complete nuts calling her.
Yeah.
You know, talking about the stuff. And she was like interested and intrigued, and I'm like, oh, thank God. And so I'm like, look, stuff's been going on and I don't think it has anything to do with me. I think it might have something to do with you. You know, is like, I know your husband died. Like, is there any reason that he might be trying to contact you or something? And like, I wasn't positive that was the answer, but I was like hoping that was the answer. And she's like, no, not really. You know, this, and she's like, I mean, today's my birthday. Today's your birthday? Like, this is, you know, the first birthday that you've had. It's like, he died, you moved, you know, over here. And to me, it was like, this is escalating. And like, I finally call you and that's your birthday that day. Like,
yeah,
I'm like, I think this is what it is. I'm just like, look, I'm just going to put it out there. I think this is what's going on, is that, you know, I think he is trying to get a hold of you. And then, and she wasn't totally buying that. She's like, well, I don't know, I talk to him every day. I'm like, okay, well, I mean, I get that. And like, everyone, we all think that we talk to our loved ones, you know, all the time. But there does seem to be this thing where this sort of place, for some reason, like, spirits are bound to, I don't know if they're bound to place or like whatever, like, but for some reason, it seems to be that we're kind of located geographically to some place that we knew or we lived at or we were like connected to. And so, and she's like, well, I don't think that's, you know, I mean, I talk to him every night and something. Like, well, I don't know. These things have been going on. Today's your birthday. I think he's trying to get a hold of you. And so I just put her on speakerphone and I was talking to her, and like, well, and we're talking, and she starts to talk about like how she's doing now, because you know, she's just recently bereft of him, and she's talking about, like, it's been a lot of big things for her, like, she moved to a, you know, not huge different part of the state, but, you know, she moved away, different area, and, you know, where she had family at and stuff, and she's, you know, she's like, and just talking about, she's meeting new people, and she's making some friends, and so I'm walking around, I have her on speakerphone as we're talking. And because that's my theory, that, like, this is what this is about. And she's just talking about, like, yeah, it's like, I'm doing really good now. She's just, you know, is just kind of talking about how well she's adjusting now. And she's, you know, how hard it was, but now she's, like, she's making some friends. And then she's like, I'm doing good. I'm doing really good. And as she said that, again, totally subjective, like, my feeling was that as she said that, she was on speakerphone, it's sort of echoing around the house, and I felt like that was, like, I got chills when she said that, and I felt like that was the thing. You know, like, that was what he needed to know.
Did you feel that thickness, Lee, that, you know, that pressure, yeah, so you were feeling?
After that conversation, done. Everything done. Gone was the feeling of, you know, like, all of, like, just a fake tense feeling there. Like, it was gone.
Yeah.
Nothing else happened there after that.
And I guess if you know, you're going to walk down that thought line of, you know, that if he was there, and maybe, you know, certain spirits or their energy can get kind of trapped or entangled in a place, you know, maybe he just needed to know she was okay before he could move on.
Right. Yeah. Aww. Yeah. So that
makes sense.
Yeah. And that's one of the reasons so that's the way I understand the story, you know, and then,
yeah.
And I do think, like, I could be wrong, you know, but that's the way that I understand it. And I think it's right. But I wanted to, and thanks for giving me the chance to tell this story, because I do think it's, you know, a lot of the stories that people tell are, you know, are in general, like, just kind of overall negative. And, you know,
this is like a love story.
Yeah. It is. It totally is. Yeah. Yeah. So that's why I'm like, I love this story too. And I'm like, it's kind of a affirming type of story about the afterlife and the existence of ghosts and stuff. And so I'm like, I love to share the story. And so that's why I was emailing you I wanted to put that story out there.
Yeah. And I think that's important. I mean, every now and then we get an episode like this where it's, you know, the haunting isn't truly horrifying, and it is nice, you know, and I think there are people experiencing all kinds of different things. And one of the things we get as feedback is people feel relieved to hear the shared experiences. And I'm sure there's people that will hear this episode and be like, oh man, that's just like what my Nana went through, or, you know, whatever. So yeah, I think that's really cool. I wish it was February so I could release this as like the Valentine's episode.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah, Brittany, I would love to get your thought on kind of the archetype of that story. I mean, you have been in the haunting world. You've heard lots of stories. You've been on ghost hunts and things of that nature. Have you come across many, you know, kind of love stories in the supernatural world like this?
You know, honestly, not really. So it's really refreshing to hear this, and especially how you were talking about on her birthday, which was,
that's like super,
you said,
cool.
Confirmation. That's very cool. I think I've had maybe one haunted place I went to years ago. That was the love story. And I forget the names of the spirits long ago, but long story short, people would see them sitting outside on a front porch. Like, they were just, I don't know, just having a conversation, and they looked like they were physically there, and then they would just vanish. But they were husband and wife. I remember that it was at this location in Niagara Falls. And it's refreshing to hear a love story, because you always hear about the negative and scary encounters and everything. But at the same time, there's so many normal ghost stories out there, and
almost like wholesome ghost stories.
Yeah,
and love stories and everything.
By the way, that's a new subreddit, like wholesome ghost stories.
Wholesome. But it is, like, it's not threatening or anything. And it's just, you know, and I feel like, you know, if you have loved ones that have passed on and they're always trying to communicate with you from the other side. So what's like a wholesome love story, or not love story, some ghost story there.
Like the supernatural, it's almost like the news, sort of like the news is like only gonna, like you're only gonna see the sensational story, right? They're gonna like grab you in, but like
exactly,
yeah, like there's so many stories that, you know, are, I mean, scary stories are super entertaining, like you can't run away from it, but
yes,
I feel like there's also a lot of just regular sort of human stories with the supernatural, you know, maybe are not as maybe they're not as entertaining, whereas, you know, like the sensational or whatever, but
yeah, one day I want to do a podcast called Ordinary People, where I just interview ordinary, like no strings attached, no anything, and just get like nice, wholesome stories. Although I don't know why I think ordinary people would have nice, wholesome stories. These are also like the serial killers and everything else in the world. So
yeah. You think you're going to get all these nice stories and then actually it's even worse.
Dude, one of my friends is a comedian. One night when I used to do open mics and stuff, she is like just the sweetest person. Her sense of humor is very sweet, but it was just like an off night at the open mics. None of the comedians were being nice. Nobody was like laughing at jokes. So she was like, okay, I'm going to tell a story that's a little different. And she told the story about how her mom had frozen all their dead pets throughout her life. And she came home from college and she was like, mom, it's time for us to bury these pets. And she opened up like this, like deep freezer in their basement. And there were like guinea pigs and hamsters and cats and like all this stuff. And I was just like, what the hell is going on? And it killed. People were just dying because like, you look at, you know, it's one of those things where you would never think that she would have the story in her pet.
Yeah.
You really don't know. You don't know what people have or what's going on. So,
yeah, for sure. Like the idea that ordinary people are just like actually ordinary is probably not.
Maybe that's the twist of the podcast. It's like interview, like you know, whatever. And then they're like, yeah, no, I mean, I killed like 12 people last year. It's cool, whatever. I don't want to talk about it though. Anyway, that took a turn. But yes, Justin, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. That was a really cool haunting to hear. And I feel like we got into some fun theoretical discussions about ghosts as well, which is always nice. Do you have, I know that, or I believe you said in the email, you didn't have anything you wanted to plug or anything, but is there any kind of last thoughts you want to leave with the audience?
No, not really. I mean, to any people who are, you know, who are out there listening, who are like, you know, they want to believe, or they're just wondering, or maybe their intuition leads them to believe that there's more to life than they typically experience. And like that, yeah, it is, there is something else. 100%. It's real. Beyond that, I can't tell you what it is, but
yeah,
it is.
Cool. Well, Brittany, I would love to hear about some of the new content you've got coming out and how our fans can find it.
I can't really say. I'm working on something very exciting that I can't really talk about, so I don't even know why I brought it up.
The tease with no tease.
I know. I'm really looking forward to it. So I'm just hoping it gets to come out very soon. Like I'm hoping like July. That's what I'm hoping.
Okay.
And then I'm hoping to go to England this summer to maybe like August or something. There's this haunted castle I've been to before and I want to go back. I'm going to Las Vegas though Las Vegas in July. I'm actually going with Stephanie.
Oh,
and
awesome.
Another friend, Sarah. Yeah. So we're going to do some ghost hunting there. But yeah, that's pretty much what I got going on.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, I'm sure you will be posting all kind of cool content from that. Well, before we get you guys out of here, I would love for you to do the outro of the podcast if everybody's up for that.
Sure.
So with that, I'm Noah Daniels.
I'm Brittany Crabb.
I'm Dustin.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.